RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Monday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. What's up, Richmond? Roadshow today, double roadshow ahead of AWOD Radio. He takes over coming up at noon. He'll be at Capitol Ale House. That's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. We are out in Ashland at Hunting Hawk Golf Club out here in the wilderness, where they paved paradise, put up a nice golf course. It's a beautiful morning, and it is a great event. It is the Flying Squirrels Charities Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. So we are looking forward to sharing that with you. A ton of special guests. Would not surprise me at all to get a Parney sighting around here. Manager Dennis Pelfrey expected to swing by, as well as some Richmond Flying Squirrels players later in the morning as we are getting ready for things to get rolling out here. Should be a fantastic day. Looks like the rain's going to hold off long enough to play 18 and then play 19 out here on the patio at Hunting Hawk, which is where we're set up here. Thank you to the Squirrels for getting us set up out here. Always a great event. Good community support. Of course, Flying Squirrels Charities do a ton of great stuff in the community, including their reading program. Tomorrow night is reading night at the Diamond Pregame Parade with these students who met their reading goals and got free tickets to watch baseball because of it. And then a six-game homestand gets underway for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Very much looking forward to that. Hopefully, on-field bounce back for the Squirrels, much needed after last week in Harrisburg, and the rest of the season, really. We'll talk to them about that. We'll talk to them about, you know, the excitement of, there's the CarMax Park renderings around here, and certainly everybody's fired up for that. Looking forward to next season with an eye towards closing out the Diamond the right way. 40th anniversary Diamond Through the Decades nights continue as well. We're proud of our partnership. You can catch every Flying Squirrels game live right here on 910 The Fan. Trey and Blaine back in action tomorrow night. Trey on the program tomorrow. Trey's travelogues. I grilled him about the grilled him about the hot dog last week, the Fruit Loops hot dog that he had in Cleveland. I think we've got better topics for this week because he was at that Metallica concert that everybody's been talking about. He was down in Blacksburg for that one. So be excited to get his thoughts. We had Mike Barber on the show the other day. He'd been to the Metallica concert as well. So there's no shortage of people rubbing in my face that I was not in Blacksburg for the Metallica concert, which sounded like it was a great time. Mike Barber is actually in town on Friday, as he alluded to, covering the NASCAR lawsuit, which I don't know how much you're following the NASCAR lawsuit. It's a little wild. So NASCAR, long time just family owned, right? The France family owned NASCAR, ran NASCAR. They've got now these agreements with the top teams who wanted, you know, the top teams wanted a little more skin in the game, a little more stake. So they have charter agreements by which the top teams essentially automatically qualify for races, get cut in on the revenues. The Michael Jordan team, the Denny Hamlin Michael Jordan team, which fields Bubba Wallace's car, objected to the agreement. So they have sued NASCAR. They got a court injunction allowing them to race while they sort out the contract. But then they were in appeals court here in Richmond the other day. And what Mike Barber told me was the judges here seem to indicate that they were going to lift the injunction. So essentially the deal is you can sign the agreement as is, even though you don't like it, and go racing, or don't sign the agreement, but don't race. Right now they are racing, but they have not signed the agreement because of that court injunction, which says you can keep racing while we sort it out. It sounds like the appeals court was leaning towards lifting that injunction. So that could come as soon as this morning, which would throw NASCAR into a bit of chaos because you've got one of your top teams all of a sudden ineligible to participate while litigation happens, which could take months, years. Y'all know how lawyers work. You know, they could be out potentially the rest of the season if that court ruling is upheld. So I'll be curious to see what comes of that. Certainly, you know, Bubba Wallace, a star, a draw for NASCAR. I don't know that he's a championship contender. Excuse me. I don't think Bubba's a championship contender out there. But I, you know, NASCAR certainly doesn't want to be without one of its names. And, you know, for Denny Hamlin, who is still an active driver, what a circus for him having to come to the track every weekend. Denny, where's your team? Oh, my team doesn't race. We think it's unfair. Well, good luck in the race Sunday, Denny. That's a disaster for NASCAR potentially from the PR front, although certainly any publicity is good publicity, and there's more than we've talked about NASCAR in a very long time. Sports we talk about all the time, the NFL is doing the drip, drip, drip of the schedule release, starting today with the announcement that the Eagles and the Cowboys will play the opening game of this year's NFL season. Tough draw for the Cowboys, no question about that, because certainly you don't want to be in Philly on banner raising night. That's going to be a loud one. It's going to be a rowdy one out there. Does not surprise me at all. How's it going?
Good.
We're just talking NFL schedule, the important things this morning here. Yes. So Eagles Cowboys is your NFL opener for the season, as announced today. The rumor is tomorrow's announcement will be that the Commanders are going to Spain to play against the Miami Dolphins. That'll be a track meet of a game there between that Dolphins offense and Jaden Daniels coming back in year two. We're out here at Hunting Hawk Golf Club, Flying Squirrels Charities. It's the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. We'll be out here all morning doing the show, having a ton of fun. Waiting to see how much fun the squirrels have this week. Looking forward to a bounce back week, hopefully at the Diamond, as we say occasionally on this program. I got a good feeling about this week. Got a good feeling. I think this is the week for them. Lots going on in the world of sports this morning. We mentioned NFL briefly. Tons going on elsewhere as well. NBA, those series heating up last night with some teams stealing back some action over the weekend, right? Thunder Nuggets, now even two games apiece, which you know, you expected that, right? Celtics, you expected them to show some fight at the Garden, claw that one back from the Knicks, get to 2-1. Everybody looking forward to game four there tonight, which you'd rather be up 2-1 than down 2-1. But certainly in that moment, a big, big game tonight for the Knicks. If you squander your home court and send it back to Boston 2-2, not a ton of optimism for the rest of this series, right? Yeah, I think, you know, this is as close as it gets to opportunity for the Knicks to close it out, you know, at 3-1, just need one more win, you'll get another chance in the Garden. You feel a lot better now. At 2-2, with home court going back to the Celtics, I think popular opinion will swing back on that one quickly. They certainly gave us a series, though. They're giving us some entertainment. Same with the Thunder. Nuggets couldn't get that one in Denver. That goes back to Oklahoma City now. At 2-2 with the advantage to the Thunder and their young players. On the ice last night, same thing. Florida gets the Maple Leafs. They're 2-2. Now, you know, Toronto's got the home ice. They'll still be back on home ice for Game 5. That should be a rowdy game out there. But Florida certainly winning both puts them back in the mix, as does the Dallas Stars going up 2-1 over the Jets in Winnipeg. That was in Dallas against Winnipeg. We'll be back after this. We're out at the Flying Squirrels Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
On the mic.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Right here at Hunting Hawk Golf Club of Flying Squirrels Charities. It's the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. We look forward to this event every year, and now we look forward to, I think this is an annual spot now, with Randy McKee, Performance Food Service of Virginia, presenting sponsor today. Welcome back for a second round.
Well, good morning, friend. It's great to be here.
Hello, friends. Here we are on the first tee here at Hunting Hawk Golf Club, and you got a great draw today as well.
I did get a great draw. We are lucky enough to have our own John Michael Bertrand, our favorite squirrel, playing with us today, and it just doesn't get any better than that. The course looks great. The day looks great. It's all good.
Absolutely, and we've been talking about the great work Flying Squirrels Charities do, which you guys are proud to support, I know.
We are so proud. This is year three as a presenting sponsor here, and we are all about servant leadership, and that's what Parney and the squirrels practice, and it really energizes us to commit and help and be a part of this wonderful program.
It's a ton of fun, and this is not your average golf tournament. This is a little different.
It is, yeah. There's a lot of bells and whistles out here. Parney makes it very, very special. He's got a great team, and what they do out here is super, super fun.
This is a ton of fun, and tell folks about Performance Food Service. I think everybody recognizes the trucks, the food, but you guys are also a big community force here.
So we are a big community force. We just moved into our new facility over in Glen Allen.
Congrats.
About a year and a half ago. Okay. And we have had just a great time getting acclimated to the area and the distribution network there. We still have our facility over on Ranco Road. We do all of our national account business out of there, but we're all about street business and all about independent customers like the squirrels, and we're doing really, really well in that avenue. So.
And then it has excitement around the squirrels, what they're going to be able to do next year at the new stadium.
I can't wait. We're all excited about that. So
it's from a food perspective as well, I would imagine the capacity gets...
I think there's going to be some new things coming down the pipe. So we're excited about that. Love showing them new products, giving them new ideas, and hopefully making it better for their fans' experience to be that much better.
Absolutely. Randy McKee from Performance Food Service joining us this morning. Let's talk about the golf game here as well while you're at. How'd you do last year?
So last year we had a lot of fun. We did not have, we leaned a lot on John Michael last year. He, in addition to throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, he hits a really long tee ball. So I'm counting on him again this year. We got to make some more putts and at least get in the money, which we didn't do last year.
Got to get in the mix here. But John Michael Bertrand, a lot of these baseball players are very good golfers.
It's surprising because they're two radically different swings. But he has managed to figure out how to just knock the cover off the ball. And he's young and he's strong, two things I am not. And I'm going to lean on him hard.
Well, what I know is when you don't have to report for work until 2 o'clock each day, and you can play 18 every morning, and well, life's all right.
I'm thinking he's getting a chance to practice a little bit, for sure. But he's awesome.
Exactly. Randy McKee, Performance Food Service, thank you for presenting this. Great day today.
Always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Absolutely. See you next year.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Take good care. All right, let's reset for a second here, because we got our next guest rolling in. Friendly voice here that you'll recognize, Blaine McCormick, coming to sit down and join us. Out here this morning at Hunting Hawk Golf Club, where the Richmond Flying Squirrels Charities are presenting the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. Oh, we got a 2-for-1 here. Look out. It's this was initially the Blaine McCormick segment, and now...
Not a threesome.
And that's Parney. Parney will join us in a bit. Is that the Twister Pants today?
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
The Twister Pants. Blaine's looking good.
No.
The polo's looking good.
Thank you.
I like it's got the nutsy, the acorn, all the flying squirrels things. I like it. Back from the road. Mm-hmm. Good to be home. Homestand starts this week. How's the golf game looking? Were you able to tune it up last week, or were we going in blind here?
We'll see what happens. I was able to play one day on the road in Harrisburg because we had an early game, so it was one of those education days.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of your afternoon and evening free, so got to play nine holes.
Nobody appreciates education day more than the guy who's on 10 to noon.
You love education day. Like, I hope your listeners know that you and I have texted on education days because, well, I'm sorry for cutting into your airtime during those days, but you text me and you're like, I can't wait to hear the screaming kids.
The ACC tournament does that too at basketball. You know, that first day where it's like the playing games, they'll do it at 11 a.m. They'll have the kids.
Yeah.
It gets a little squealy.
That sounds like it.
So are you a golf fan? Like, we got PGA Championship this week.
Are you
dialed in? Okay.
I am. This time of year it gets kind of hard for me to follow golf every day because of baseball schedule.
Okay.
Yeah, doing a couple things here and there. But it's always fun. Like, I love the game of golf. It's one that I found pretty recently. Like, in 2020, that's when I really started playing because there was nothing else to do. And in my hometown, they had $9 greens fees for nine holes. So I was like, oh, yeah, like, let's go and do that every single day.
That is a deal.
It was a deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had in Wichita is like pay once, play all summer, right? So every time you play, it gets cheaper.
Yeah, but the summer was like, what, a week?
Other than that, you can play on the brown grass as much as you want once it gets fried.
That's fair.
Once it gets fried, absolutely. You hear Parney in the background here introducing whatever he's introducing here at the Flying Squirrels Charities event. You're part of the charitable arm as well. I mean, so much good stuff going on in the community.
Yeah, I got to give a big shout out to Megan Angstad for helping put this together, leading the charge in this, and really leading the charge for Flying Squirrels Charities. Like, she has done an amazing job while balancing everything that she does for the fan experience at the Diamond as well. Flying Squirrels Charities underwent a rebrand a couple years ago, new logo set, new pillars, new missions. We want to make sure that we put on, you know, fun events to raise money for stuff that goes back into the community, helping build baseball fields for underserved communities. Gil Bain has been a wonderful partner in helping us get dugouts built for high schools that need it in the Richmond area. Because, you know, baseball is an expensive sport. You have so much equipment that you have to think about, and people that don't have the funds for it, like, I feel bad for them because you want to make sure that they have an opportunity to play, but the money sometimes can get in the way. So we want to help with that.
Super cool.
Yeah.
And a great event today, obviously. A lot of good community support, as always. Mm-hmm. Performance Food Service out here presenting the event today. So shout out to them. And I know the 19th hole is going to be lit, as the kids say.
It always is.
I don't think the kids say that anymore.
I still say it. I don't know if I'm a kid anymore. Maybe I'm not hip anymore.
I don't know if I should ask you this on the air or not, but you're up there. You're in the booth.
Yeah.
It's 19 to nothing.
Yeah.
What was that like? Because Pelf got him back, got him reeled back in, and salvaged the week. But that's a long day at the ballpark.
Yeah, Trey and I were joking, and I think you were involved in this too, that it was like, oh no, am I bringing bad luck for the team or something like that?
I heard that announcers don't impact the outcome of the game.
That's right.
Because Trey was on our show on Tuesday, and he's like, you know, I get that anytime there's a no-hitter, and I say there's a no-hitter, and somebody will, you know, text me like, how could you blow up the no-hitter?
You got to give context. And you got to give context for the no-hitter. You've got to give context for the 19-0 shutout. You know, it's
and they
tough.
Own it. They're professionals.
Exactly. Yeah. They own it. They're professionals. They know that this game is very fickle. But when you have that, it only counts for one loss. That's the key thing, and you need to be able to have a fresh mindset the next day to avoid getting that same result. Not the best series in Harrisburg, like, to be honest, not the best series from you know, the wins and losses side, but you could see the positive momentum coming up. Bryce Eldridge hit another home run, so it's good to see the power from him and see the development that he has in this early part of the season. So these things, like, maybe you get the bad juju out of the way early, right? And then you lean into more of the good stuff later on.
We get to reset the standings, too.
Exactly.
Here at the midway point. What's it been like watching Bryce Eldridge? Because, I mean, just I see the highlights. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's what everybody's talking about.
It's fun. And I even talked with a scout about this. Like, the scout asked, is he really 20? I'm like, yeah, he really is 20, even though he's 6'7", has a full beard, and can hit 500-foot home runs with, like, 109 exit velocity for an average. It's really cool watching him develop. He still needs some work at first base, but it's going to be interesting to see what the different tactics he uses to develop over at first base, and he's even admitted that, too. Buster Posey has said that on his shows before as well, that, you know, Bryce can hit. The fielding will come along, and it's super fun to see what he has already done to this point in his career at just 20 years old. He's a good teammate too. That's the biggest thing.
Nice.
And you want for a minor league clubhouse guy, you want him to develop as a player, but you also want him to develop as a teammate, because that goes a long way when you climb up the ladder.
No doubt. Squirrels Homestand starts tomorrow night. You'll mm-hmm. be out there.
I'll be out there.
Trey will be out there. This is Blaine McCormick, of course, the voice of the Squirrels, along with Trey. And we'll be hosting the games. Mm-hmm. Be back at no weekday games this week.
No weekday games all evening except for Sunday.
Is that personal? You're making me do my whole show all week long?
I figured you need some reps.
That's enough out of Blaine. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1.
All right, back at Hunting Hawk, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. These are the things I have to say. You have cards you have to read as well.
Megs joins us now. Megan Engstad from the Flying Squirrels. And a great event.
Yeah.
We've got a fan club out here.
Barney.
Got the Barney. So here's what surprises me right now. Somebody's talking on the microphone, and it's not Barney.
It's not Barney or me, which is rare. For a Flying Squirrels event,
Third event? Is this the third time around here?
Yeah. Third or fourth. It might be, predates me a little bit, but excited to be back out. Last year we were in August, so it's a little bit cooler this morning, which we'll take. Yeah.
This is a perfect day to have a golf tournament.
Yeah.
The rain's going to hold off. We're going to have a great round.
Yeah.
When you assemble this, tell us about all that, like, because there's a lot of non-traditional fun elements to this.
Yeah, we have a committee, so I can't take all the credit. But a committee of our staff members that kind of come together and help all the planning with this. Obviously, the Squirrels have such amazing partners that get behind it and come out to play. So it's already just a fun day with the people that come out to play. A lot of our amazing partners and colleagues within the Richmond sports community that are out here today. And so, of course, we like to have fun and go nuts. So you have to bring that element a little bit to a golf tournament. So we've got some partners on different holes along the course. We're gonna have a flip cup game going on hole one.
Let's go.
We have our distraction hole on hole number six, which is you can pay a donation to Flying Squirrels Charities, and if you do, we'll distract the foursome behind you. So when they come up to golf, we've got an air horn, we've got cowbells, we've got a big speaker with music and a microphone. So yeah, it's a lot of fun to kind of make some money for the charity, but make sure people are having a good time while they're here.
Needs more cowbell.
Yeah, right. Always
more
cowbell.
Flying Squirrels Charities. I'm actually coming tomorrow night for reading night.
Amazing.
Because my kid read the books,
love
did the
that.
Things,
love that.
Loves the program. But you guys do so much in the community all year round.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of our kind of core pillars that we like to do everything by is to be impactful, right? So the reading program is a good example. We spend kind of all of January, February, and March taking Nutsy to elementary schools and doing an assembly and encouraging kids to have fun with their reading, and then they earn a ticket to come out to a game. So yeah, excited tomorrow and Wednesday are both reading nights for us to see some of those kids back out at a game. But just with our charity is kind of an added element to what we already do in the community through the Squirrels. We have the charity arm to really be able to help do some impactful projects. And through the charity, we have two scholarships that we're able to give out to area students looking to further their education. So really proud to be able to support with scholarships through that. And then just this past year, we were able to kick off a project with Richmond Public Schools to do some renovations to their high school baseball and softball fields. So,
excellent.
You know, we're getting a brand new stadium, and so we want to make sure that kids right here in our backyard have awesome fields to play on too.
Excellent. Y'all recognize Megs, of course, from her on-field role. April was insane every night.
Amazing.
Because sometimes we have quiet Aprils here.
Yeah.
Sometimes it rains, but
man,
this was the year.
Weather was on our side for sure in April. I'm going to say it felt like June games some of those nights. It was kind of crazy, but beautiful weather and the crowds responded. We had awesome attendance for all of our games in April, and it's just really cool to see the Richmond community kind of come support us the way we like to support back, and it makes our jobs a lot more fun when there's crowds, you know, they're having a good time and yelling and cheering and having fun. That makes my job a lot easier.
Lane Casadante's behind you.
He told me it was too early for sequins.
Is Lane ever not on a golf course this time of day? I mean, I saw you on a golf course Saturday, today. When you work the evening shift, this is the place to be.
Well, one of the sections is not going to be good. It's either this morning or it's going to be later tonight.
No.
Lake Casadane, CBS 6, swinging by. All the stars are out
today. Right, right, all the stars,
All the Richmond stars are out today. You're looking forward to the new stadium, I know. You guys are just going to be able to do so much more.
Yeah, it's some things we don't even know yet that, like, we've been missing that we're going to get to do there, right? Just the technology alone. Like, we only got a video board in 2018, so the fact that now we're going to have the largest video board in the state of Virginia, ribbon boards play around with, like, to just bring in so much more entertainment through the technology is going to be a whole new level that we've never been able to do before. The fact that it's all, you know, 360 around, we're going to have fans all over in the outfield. I mean, it's just going to be, we're going to get to up the level of fun.
Super cool.
Yeah.
So we're at Hunting Hawk, the third or fourth, we're not sure, Flying Squirrels Charities Golf
Tournament. I'll confirm, I'll fact check. Yeah.
We'll get to the bottom of this. Megan Engstedt, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Great event, great time.
Thank you.
Flying along here at the Have Fun Book Go Putt Golf Tournament. We're not even at the 19th hole yet. Mike Svetitz, my former boss, joins us now, Axios Richmond, but always on the links, playing some golf.
This state's hot after Parney was sitting in here. I don't know.
We need somebody who knows the FCC rules. That's very important at this moment to get back in the good graces of the Federal Communications Corporation here today.
Always a good day out on the links here, Michael. I appreciate you having me on, but this is good.
Dude, the rain's going to hold off.
Yeah.
Purcell, are you playing?
Yeah.
Oh, do we have an Odyssey team?
Yeah.
Well, they were really smart to not invite me. That was a good decision.
Did you
play? I have played twice in the last 20 years.
Playing
I worked out this morning.
Yeah.
No, you. I last played at the Super Bowl.
I remember this story.
In Phoenix a few years ago, and I broke 72. I joined the group on the 12th hole.
That's it.
And by the way, it was an adventure breaking 72 as well.
On eight holes.
Our guy JP Finley texted, we're out at wherever in Scottsdale, come join us. And I'm like, all right, I'll come drink. I get to the clubhouse, I'm like, hey, they said to come join them. He puts me in the golf cart, drives me out to 12. I played in with them, and I just narrowly broke 72, but I did it out
good
there.
For you.
What's new in your world?
Oh, nothing, man. Working with Axios now, which has been great. Going to head down to Charlotte here tomorrow for the PGA Championship.
PGA, yes.
There at Quail Hollow. So keeping tabs on the sports world and being the managing editor for the South Region in Axios for six different cities. And so all your Richmond readers, if you haven't read Axios Richmond, please sign up for that. So that's a shameless plug, but
that's what we do here.
Great to be out here again with the Flying Squirrels Charities. Just Parney does such a great job. These guys and Anthony Opperman and Ben Rothrock just do such a great job with this.
Former Axios editor Michael Graff has a newsletter now.
Correct.
Had a big long story about the PGA Championship and one of the guys bringing it on last night, which was that's a great read as well. I don't even know where to tell people to get that. Just. It's out there. It's on the internet. Go find it.
Yeah, just search Michael Graff. But Michael's been great filling his shoes.
But you got Rory momentum. You got a great event, great course. You're gonna have a ton of fun out there.
It's not as good as Hunting Hawk, but it'll be there.
It's not as accessible as Hunting Hawk.
Or affordable.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, it'll be a great time. Yeah, the you know, Jordan Spieth, obviously the storyline is coming in, Jordan Spieth going for the Grand Slam of his own, right? So we went how many years between the last Grand Slam winner until Rory gets it. He waits 14 years, obviously, to win it. Now Jordan Spieth is going for the Grand Slam if he can win the PGA Championship.
I get that. Do you think he's going to get it, though? I don't think he's going
to. I don't think his game. I don't think his mental game is
where it's a great storyline, obviously.
It's a great storyline. He's not there. He caught lightning in a bottle a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, I don't think his game with everything else going on. But, hey, that's why they play the game, right, Michael?
That's why they play the game. Have fun. Good luck out there today. Yeah. We hadn't had you on in a minute. So
thanks for having me on. And excited to be out here again.
We've been waiting for this. You don't have to bring the microphone any closer to you.
Okay, Are you sure?
You're certainly loud enough. When I was here last year, Parney's here, everybody, from Parney Talk.
What's up?
When I was out here last year, you gave me a custom issue Parney golf ball,
right?
Which I still have. I don't play with it because I'm not sending it into the water somewhere, and then some scuba diver's going to have it. Now you're out here this year with the Titleist Parney Time podcast.
Parney Time podcast balls are incredible. Now live and fresh, and actually we're working. I need to tell the pub clubbers this in private.
Okay.
Not breaking news. But our merchandise line is getting close to coming out, too. So, which I need to tell y'all in private because y'all get the cut of all that stuff.
I just need some of that stuff. I'll wear it around. I'll rep Parney Time.
Ain't no time like Parney Time.
Parney Time, the podcast, is available everywhere you get your podcasts and is on 910 The Fan on weekend mornings, which is fantastic.
We had a good start of the season, don't you think? Season two?
My goodness. You've got the framed season one thing, which is really cool with all the guests.
That kind of shows, like, we're not just your brother or your sister's podcast. It's not some rinky-dink little, you know. Like, we've got Hall of Famers. We got all kinds of people. And this year we've had David Justice, who back in the 90s.
That's not rinky-dink.
Back in the 90s, he was Mr. America.
Yep.
And then Jeff Jarrett, who something happened over the weekend where I forget what it was, but somebody passed away or something, and Jeff Jarrett was, like, heavily involved in the story. So, and then Ryan McGee's dropping on Wednesday.
Not rinky-dink. He's got a whole national television show.
A whole national television show, which he is probably starting getting tired of me interrupting that national television show every Saturday when I'm constantly texting about something stupid.
I texted Lane Casadante the other day about something, and he texts back, "You're as bad as my family. I'm on the air right now." I said, "Well, how am I? You're always on the air."
I thought you were going, "What up, Gator?"
JR is here. Let's go.
Hey,
all right. What's the word?
How you doing, Mr. Mike?
Live radio, everybody. Live radio.
That's awesome.
Never know what's going to happen.
Gator,
next.
You look nice today, buddy.
Oh, I don't.
Evan Gates.
I don't feel as good as I look, though. Right. Doing a little show and go here.
Well, the show must go on.
Well, your hair looks terrific, and that's all that matters.
Appreciate
it, man. Exactly.
Hey, nice jersey, bro.
Parney Time, as you mentioned, Ryan McGee and plenty of other fun ones coming up this season, which is cool. Do you have a presence out here again today? Is that?
Yeah, so we'll be at the 18th green. For some reason, they set us up at the 18th tee. Not really sure why that happened, because the last time I checked on a golf course, the putting green's not on the tee box. So, but we're down here. The people here at Hunting Hawk are awesome. They gave me a
always
golf
a great
cart.
Event.
So, yeah, we like to say hello to all the 32 foursomes that will be coming through here to play golf for Flying Squirrels Charities.
Yep.
A lot of really great partners. That bar that's set up by River City Roll right there.
Our friends at River City Roll, I mean, Mar West, are here. Yeah,
that's pretty big time.
Fantastic.
I don't know if sobriety is going to be an option today. Good, good thing I had Madison Page Parker Parnell drop me off at the golf course today. And then we'll rely on the handy-dandy Joe T to get us home, I guess.
Joe T, let's have Purcell's here. Purcell, we're just making great radio for you here. We're making your job easy.
If you would sell something once in a while, it'd be great.
Well, Purcell's in sales at Odyssey.
Yeah.
He makes this place
is
go round.
Is he in sales at Odyssey, or does he work at Odyssey? Like, which one is it?
What I know is we're giving him radio gold to sell.
That's
right,
right.
Here.
This I've is. Already, I've already mentioned threesomes on the radio this morning, like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
When Odyssey
FCC will be waiting.
That's fine. Let Bennett deal with him.
I'm sure he knows them.
Bennett came on the other day.
Oh, did he?
I was up in studio. He came by. So come on for a minute, because you know Bennett knows sports.
And the name dropping over under was 3.7 seconds.
Did not drop a name.
No, come on.
Casually dropped that he's played Augusta with a member.
Oh, good. Okay. It had to be something.
it was Masters week, and we had our Masters updates, and he was plowing right through it with his own Masters update. Mike Svetitz is here, Axios superstar. Yeah. You know Mike's Axios now?
Oh, I know all
okay,
about
you,
it.
You keep up with the Svetitz transaction.
Yeah, he gets Parney wellness checks quite often.
Yeah. If you're getting a Parney wellness, how down bad do you have to be to get a Parney wellness check?
If you're getting a Parney wellness check, that means your life probably isn't going as great as everybody wants it to be. That's what's happening. If I'm checking in on you, that means the feces has already hit the rotating oscillator. Okay, that's what it means. And Mac Tisdale knows what I'm talking about. Right there he is, Baltimore's finest, ladies and gentlemen.
But Mike's looking good. He's ready to golf. He's got. Are you with the Parney foursome? Is that now?
You don't have to get close. It's a powerful microphone.
No, I'm playing with Joe T.
Oh, uh-oh.
Which is not the Parney Time foursome.
It's
no. But so the Parney Time foursome is Brian Callahan.
Yep.
So we got the ownership covered.
Yep.
So it's a complete write-off now. We got former NFL quarterback star Aaron Brooks. We've got the director of college scouting for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who single-handedly manufactured the Travis Hunter trade on draft day.
He's good.
Michael Davis.
Dang.
And then we got Scrolls MVP Carter Howell.
Did you see this?
Nobody's got star power like the Parney Time foursome.
No kidding.
As well, it should be.
Yeah. You've got Brian Anderson from the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah. Brian knows his way around the links.
Oh, yeah.
We had Randy on from Performance Food Service, who's presenting today.
He's all excited about John Michael Bertrand.
He's playing with John Michael Bertrand, which that's a great pull as well.
And Performance Food Service, we're also happy to have on, as with Busch Light, as Parney Time sponsors.
Both charity sponsors and Parney
Time sponsors.
Remember,
everybody, Busch Light, it's not just for breakfast anymore.
I mean, that is bang for your sponsorship buck right there.
Nothing like a Bush latte to start the day.
This is a NASCAR. This is like a walking NASCAR.
I go to buy beer, which is a thing I do occasionally. I got to stare at this guy's ugly mug staring back at me from the cooler.
Yeah. Is there a better marriage than Parney Time and Busch Light, though?
Because
Busch Light doesn't really give a crap, and I don't give a crap either. So, like Busch Light's the only beer you're going to drink when you're drinking more than 30, okay?
Purcell's just running the mental list over here of all the sponsorship things you violated here in this 60
Purcell.
Seconds.
Put your seatbelt on, baby. You know I love you. JR, I'm over here saying Busch Light every 30 seconds on the radio.
Not to be confused with Bud Light Big Game Week, which is coming on round three this year.
Where is that this year?
San Francisco this year.
I know some people.
Sure, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not jazzed about that.
Really?
We're coming off of New Orleans and Vegas, Parney.
That's the most important man in Richmond right there. He's building CarMax Park. Patrick, he's also a scratch golfer and a good-looking human being, if I might add.
Yeah. That's the total package right there.
Patrick, we just said you're the total package on radio, so you got that going for you.
So you're not excited about it? I'm not excited to San Francisco. Well, like, I'm always excited to be at the big game. It's the best week of the year. We have celebrity guests.
Well, second best week of the year.
Compared to Flying Squirrels.
Flying Squirrels opening week.
Oh, Flying Squirrels opening week.
Flying Squirrels opening week is bigger than big game week.
Honestly, closing week's going to be a thing this year, too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's going to be a good week
as well.
Yeah,
that's one thing. Like, when you look at games that sell out fast, you know, you always look at opening night.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so proud of our
Brian's there. Here we go.
I said your name on the radio, Brian. We're complete, you know what? We'll say anybody's name on the radio, Purcell.
We will say anybody's name on the radio. That's a good tagline for a show. We're the new Delilah.
There you go.
You call in. Delilah
talked like this. And I miss you very much.
Parney.
And I'll be thinking about you. So anyway, back to what were we talking about?
We were talking, well,
this golf tour is going to go off and we're not even going to know about it.
So Vegas was great because it's Vegas. Obviously, right. Nobody has a bad time in Vegas. New Orleans is my favorite Super Bowl site. Everything's just packed right in. We eat so well. Brian Mitchell's like, you want to come out to dinner tonight? I'm like, I'll go literally wherever you're going. And he's like, well, it's outside of town. I was like, even better. Yeah, just incredible night, great food.
And you got blown off by the bus.
And I got blown.
Oh, no.
No.
You blew the bus off.
So here's what happened. And Purcell, you will love this story. So
Purcell needs popcorn right now. Who's got popcorn?
Barney says, you should have the bus on your show. I said, of
course. So I arranged for Jerome Bettis to be on his show, and he blows him off.
That is mostly correct. So the show is 10 to noon, and you know, we're doing the show. It's a great show. The show ends, bus isn't there, whatever, which is fine because, you know, I'll catch up with him eventually. I see him, like, making the rounds. Right. I leave to go get lunch. I come back. So I'm gone for 20, 30 minutes, and Adam says, the weirdest thing just happened. Jerome Bettis was, like, standing at our table for, like, 10 minutes. I said, did you put him on the air? He goes, no, I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, yeah.
Nice job, AWOD. He's only a Hall of Famer, you moron.
AWOD,
moron of the week. Can you say moron on the radio? I think you can, right?
The key card tomorrow is going to be an adventure party. When I get to Odyssey tomorrow, the key card, I'm going to be waiting
for it. One of my favorite gifts or gifs, whatever the hell you call those things, is when the dude got released by the NFL team, and he goes up to the building, he tries to get in, and he's locked out. Brian Callahan's here, everybody. Captain of the Party Time podcast team today.
Excellent.
You're the captain, BC.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that one? He's like...
Oh, yeah. On the Hard Knocks. Yes. AWOD's rebuttal today from Capitol of the House. He's live, 12 to noon. He's Parney.
12 to noon?
12 to 3. Thank you. It's...
Speaking of morons. Not you, Smeditz.
No. But Blaine ended his segment by insulting me. Parney ends his segment by insulting me. The roast of MP out here.
Listen, it's always good to have you. You're a member of the family. Thank you for all you do, by the way, for the Parney Time podcast. The Pub Club means everything to me. I don't thank you guys enough. We're having a great season, a lot of momentum, dropping Ryan McGee on Wednesday, and we're looking forward to some great things ahead.
I'm going to stop you there because we're going to get through one entire segment this year without you breaking down into tears.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's going to happen, and this is the one. We're at Hunting Hawk Golf Club, Flying Squirrels Charities, the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. We are back after this. You're listening.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Wrapping things up out here at Hunting Hawk Golf Club. Thank you to the Richmond Flying Squirrels for having us today. Flying Squirrels Charities, they're off on the course. They're having a great time. They're having fun. They're going putt. All those things. They'll come join us for the 19th hole here in a bit. Thank you to Flying Squirrels Charities for all they're doing out in the community and for hosting us today. Lots of great guests, lots of great golf, lots of fun across the board. Flying Squirrels return to action tomorrow night, a 6-game homestand. I'll be out there tomorrow night, reading night at the Diamond, one of many operations the Flying Squirrels Charities does to encourage kids to read by giving them tickets. I am not the reader, but I know a reader, so we're in. So I got tickets. So we'll be there tomorrow night. Hopefully a little better week than last week, which started with a pair of losses. Hasn't been the season the Squirrels hoped for, but I know that it will be a fun night regardless out at the Diamond. Out here golf, PGA Championship this week. as well. Of course, we'll have Westwood One updates for you starting on Thursday as we roll through the week. NFL schedule release week, not content to just take a day of our attention. The NFL schedule will be released over the course of a week. Opening game, Eagles-Cowboys. Man, you talk about tough draws for the Cowboys, and they get a tough draw every year because they're the Cowboys, and they need to be on national TV all the time. The Eagles are not going to lose in Philly on banner-raising day. You want to catch I think you want the Eagles late in the season. You want to hope that they've done the disintegrating act that they've done before. It's very possible. You know, maybe injuries, maybe self-inflicted. That certainly happened in Philly as well before. That's a tough draw for them, have to be there on banner-raising night. We've seen teams do it. Lions made the statement a couple of years ago against the Chiefs in their opener, but I'm going to go ahead and install the Eagles as pretty heavy favorites in that one. So tomorrow morning, we'll get the announcement of the international games, and of course, the rumor continuing to fly around that the Commanders will be picked to play in Spain against the Miami Dolphins in November, first ever NFL regular season game in Spain. So there's two parts to this rumor. Part one is it's going to be Dolphins Commanders in Spain. I do believe that. I think that that's probably got some truth to it, or at least has been heavily discussed or was heavily discussed in the process. The second part of this that I've seen floating around is they're going to play them 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, have the bye week, and then play in Dallas on Thanksgiving. I don't see that because that you don't have a true bye week. You know, you get back from Spain, you need a day to bounce back on that. And then you really only have 2 days before you have to go into a game week mode against the Cowboys there. I don't see that happening because I don't think Dan Quinn would want to say we're going to show up on Monday out of a bye week and we're going to get ready on a short week for a game 3 days later. That's something that would need the team's permission. I don't see him signing off on that. So I don't think the date's right, but I think the general principles of it are. We'll keep an eye on that. You know I love the schedule release. Maximum of 6 primetime games now. Used to be 5, but then they added in Amazon into the mix. Each team can play a maximum of 6. Won't surprise me at all if we see the Commanders on that list 6 times. We know the Eagles will be. The Commanders, Eagles, I think, will be highly sought after games. I think both of those will be on national TV. Big change. Last year, a lot of 1 o'clock kickoffs. We were done. We were done with the gut check by 6. I think it will be very different this year. I think there's a lot of buzz around this team, a lot of hype around this team. I also think, and y'all know this, I'm tempering my expectations because of where the defense stands. But even if they lose, I think they're going to lose in fun ways. I think they're going to lose some games, you know, 42-35 as the season goes on. Maybe Jaden Daniels keep pulling rabbits out of the hat. Maybe he has an infinite supply of rabbits. I don't know. It seems like a lot to ask of the kid. But I do think even when they lose, they're going to lose fun, which TV likes that as well. And that Dolphins game, of course, track meet out in Spain. Out at one of the famous soccer stadiums there in Madrid. Sign me up for that. That sounds like a ton of fun. Reminder, we've got Flying Squirrels back tomorrow. Washington Capitals hockey tonight. They'll drop the puck at 7 o'clock. This is game 4 in Raleigh against Carolina. I was not discouraged by Saturday night's game. I was discouraged by game 1, which was an overtime loss. I thought game 3 went way better for them. Certainly solid out of the gate. They lost it as it went on. It slowly slipped away from them for sure. But I felt on the whole, it was a stronger performance, especially on the road. They won the first period, didn't have any goals to show for it. And like I said, it slipped away late. But we're excited to hear that crew, John Walton and company, on the call here. Your home of the Capitals, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Looking forward to them dropping the puck down in Raleigh. Should be a great atmosphere. Big swing there, obviously, in the best of 7 series between coming back 2-2 and Carolina making it 3-1. Chance to have a potential clincher up in Washington. So we'll keep an eye on all that for you. We are out here at Hunting Hawk Golf Club this morning. Richmond Flying Squirrels hosting their Flying Squirrels Charities Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament on a big week for golf ahead of the PGA Championship. So great morning out here. Thank you to everybody with the squirrels for their hospitality. And we got Parney Time signs out here. Reminder, of course, Parney Time can be heard here on The Fan on Saturday and Sunday mornings ahead of, on Saturdays ahead of AWOD, his Saturday show. That guy just doesn't stop working. And then on Sunday mornings as well before when we get to NFL season, that'll be before the pregame, before the picks, before all the fun. All right, we'll sign off for now. We will be back in studio tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Reminder, Caps Hockey tonight. We're back tomorrow. Looking forward to that. AWOD from Capital Ale House on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.